I'm on the line with Mark Fisher. He is the managing director of the European office for the German Marshall Fund, and he's speaking to us from Washington. Will Merkel reassure the US that Germany will stand firm against Russia despite its close economic ties?
Well, I think they're going to discuss certainly the crisis in Ukraine and the crisis with Russia. As you know, right now, the Russian government and the U.S. government at the top levels are not talking directly with each other. Merkel just did get on the phone with Putin just before she left. And right now, she, I think, is the main interlocutor for Putin at this point. She doesn't have any illusions about what Putin represents. She's been talking to him about this particular crisis now for the last 2-3 months. But, of course, she sees that as important that lines of communication stay open. With regard to the relationship between Germany and Russia, I think she will want to make a statement to show that Germany stands firm and stands with us allies, with the EU partners, and also with the United States in having a principled response to the Russian aggression in Ukraine. I think actually her visit here in Washington is a great opportunity for her to make a strong statement and to show that the Russians will not be able to separate the Europeans and the Americans. So I think for her it's a great chance, for her and Obama it's a great chance to showcase transatlantic solidarity, specifically on this case with Ukraine.
Merkel and Obama may discuss at what point further measures against the Kremlin will be taken. What are they likely to conclude?
I think right now it's a very difficult situation in Ukraine because what is happening right now, so to say, allows Russia to further destabilize the country without basically showing its hand openly. So the tricky part to solve will be to come on both sides of the Atlantic to a common reading of the situation, to basically say at this point when destabilization of specifically eastern and southern Ukraine goes further than it already has and has already gone very far, that clearly there's Russian influence at work and that there will have to be a response not just in helping the Ukrainian government but also in assigning the blame for this and basically coming to an agreement on further sanctions against Russia in a way that really hurt the Russian economy more than they already have done so right now. Of course, right now, the U.S. has already gone much further with their sanctions than the European Union has. The decision-making process within the European Union, by its very nature, is slower and is much more difficult than it is in the United States.
Do you think that Germany will gain assurances from Washington that it's not engaged in illegal spy programs in Germany?
I would say the following. Ms. Merkel is certainly going to talk about the NSA spying with President Obama. She's under pressure from her own public at home to do so. This topic is by far not finished yet in the German debate. Actually, I think there's a bit of a misunderstanding on the American side and on the German side. I think the American side wants to put this behind them as quickly as possible, understandably, and also with regard to what's happening in Ukraine right now. But in Germany, I think the German public and a lot of the German political establishment won't let that happen because it was a really, really serious breach of trust that needs to be addressed. Now, Ms. Merkel is not going to gain what the German government wanted, basically a no-spy agreement between the United States and Germany. But I think there needs to be a detailed discussion about what kind of information gathering will happen and what levels it will happen.
She's also going to be the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to try and win support for a transatlantic free trade agreement. Can you talk a bit about that?
Politically, it's very, very, very tricky. To get these kind of agreements through, you really need political support at the highest level. And I think right now in Europe, there still is a little bit of a perception that the Obama administration has not put enough political weight and political capital behind pushing this through specifically within Congress because they do need the authority to actually negotiate a deal. And they haven't secured that yet. Within Europe, actually, the member states of the EU are not in the forefront in negotiating this. This is actually going to be negotiated by the European Commission. There's a problem that it might be a case that the newly elected European Parliament, the elections are going to be on 25th of May, is going to try and throw a spanner in the works and basically try to put in some conditions into this agreement that would make it very hard, specifically on data protection in the aftermath of the NSA scandal.
And in the end, why is this visit important for U.S.-German relations?
I would say the following. Ms. Merkel is coming to Washington at a point right now where Germany really is in the focus on a lot of important things going on in Europe, specifically the Ukraine crisis, the relationship with Russia, as Germany does have the deepest and strongest economic relationship with Russia. It's basically the country that matters when it comes to solving or getting the relationship with Russia on the right track. And I think Washington will demand more leadership and a stronger role of Germany, which I think Ms. Merkel is willing to perform, but also She's not going to lead there from the front because of German historical reasons, but also because of her own, I would say, political naturel. She's not somebody who charges forward. She's a very cautious person, which the Germans like in her. So she basically wants to make sure that whatever Germany designs or whatever position Germany takes on a number of these issues is certainly that Germany is not alone in this, but Germany is very well surrounded by its important EU partners. Lastly, I think whether this visit is going to be a success or not will, for herself and for her public audience in Germany, will depend on her being able to strike this balance between making a principled statement on Ukraine and Russia, while at the same time being able to address the still out there NSA issue, even though it's difficult with very, very different positions that the German government and the U.S. government have there.
That was Mark Fisher. He is the managing director of the European Office for the German Marshall Fund of the U.S., and he's speaking from Washington.